Hello again. It's Pastor Bob with your daily devotion for Saturday, November the 6th, as we walk through the book of Job together. And this is day 18 of our journey together. And we'll be hearing Job's reply to Bildad, because yesterday in chapter 18, we heard Bildad's second round of addressing Job and trying to convince him to do the right thing and confess your secret sin, right? So what we heard yesterday from Bildad wasn't anything new, actually. I don't think there was anything new in that. He obviously is the traditionalist. He uses the old sayings, the proverbs, strings them along like they all belong together and make perfect logical sense. And actually, some of them are pretty good. But none of them throw light on Job's situation. Bildad basically was saying yesterday, Job, if you would shut up, then we could speak and you'd quit talking and maybe start listening. You've been doing all the talking when actually you should have been doing all the listening. Well, the truth of that is, all of Job's so-called friends could have stopped talking to listen to Job for a little bit. Bildad even asked Job why he holds these friends in such contempt and why they're vile in his sight. And the truth is, that's exactly the way they've been looking at Job. And that's how that works. These three men who have come to him, it's becoming clearer and clearer, are actually no longer his friends. They've passed that baton. These friends are unable to believe that what happened to Job could have happened for some other reason. They believe, without a doubt, he's wicked, he's hiding some secret sin, and they will not accept any other reason for his suffering. Job basically is saying, yes, there must be an explanation for my situation, but your explanations aren't the explanation I need. Amen? Well, that was a little bit of Bildad. Now let's hear today's chapter, chapter 19. And this is Job's response to that. It takes one chapter. Tomorrow we'll move on to chapter 20 and then hear from the third friend, Zophar. But let's hear Job's response today, chapter 19, preparing our hearts to hear these words of the Bible. Then Job replied, "How long will you torment me and crush me with words? 10 times now you have reproached me. Shamelessly, you attack me. If it is true that I have gone astray, my error remains my concern alone. If indeed you would exalt yourselves above me and use my humiliation against me, then know that God has wronged me and drawn his net around me. Though I cry, 'Violence,' I get no response. Though I call for help, there is no justice. He has blocked my way, so I cannot pass. He has shrouded my paths in darkness. He has stripped me of my honor, removed the crown from my head. He tears me down on every side till I am gone. He uproots my hope like a tree. His anger burns against me. He counts me among his enemies. His troops advance in force. They build a siege ramp against me and encamp around my tent. He has alienated my family from me. My acquaintances are completely estranged from me. My relatives have gone away. My closest friends have forgotten me. My guests and my female servants count me a foreigner. They look on me as on a stranger. I summon my servant, but he does not answer, though I beg him with my own mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife. I am loathsome to my own family. Even the little boys scorn me. When I appear, they ridicule me. All my intimate friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me. I am nothing but skin and bones. I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, my friends, have pity, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you pursue me as God does? Will you never get enough of my flesh? Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead, or engraved in rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. If you say, how we will hound him, since the root of the trouble lies in him, you should fear the sword yourselves, for wrath will bring punishment by the sword. And then you will know that there is judgment. Amen.